We know that our military has an interest in completely owning the weather by 2025. There's documentation on that. And we see an increase in the frequency of very weird weather patterns, believed to be from the weather control and chemtrail geoengineering programs. So I think you are absolutely correct.
It's weird. I've never seen it like this. And of course, you know, Michael, you can see the cloud with a ground generator, a plane, a rocket. You can shoot into the clouds as well. As a matter of fact, there was a fellow years ago during the dust storm tried to do it with a handmade rocket a long time ago, and he was not that successful. Something's going on. We know now that they can modify the weather. There's no doubt about it. How long have you been looking at this?
Well, I've only been looking at it for a couple of years, but as you stated, weather modification is nothing new. I mean, it's been around for over 100 years. It has been used for warfare. It was used on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, where the U.S. government actually flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail with 13 feet of rain in less than 1 hour. So that was many years ago. And again, they completely want to control and corporatize the weather. So I think we're much way ahead of the game than we were back then. And I think it certainly answers the reasons for the tremendous and crazy weather that we've been having. My question is this: what would people think? A lot of people have been hurt. A lot of people have lost their homes. A lot of people have been killed. What would people do if they found out that there might be corporations and governments behind their terrible losses?
That are negligent.
Absolutely.
The most common chemicals, Michael, used for cloud seeding: silver, iodide, dry ice, which is frozen carbon dioxide, sometimes a little bit of liquid propane as well. They try to sprinkle it into a cloud to seed it, and then hence, here comes the rain. Now, that's a little different from just pure chemtrails that we see all over the place as well. Do you agree?
I would agree. And what we have found has been massive amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium, and that's been in the rain. As a result, we've seen tremendous ecological devastation in the areas that they're spraying. It's believed that the aluminum, while geoengineers state that their models for spraying 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into the sky are to save us from the supposed threat of global warming, it appears that there are many different agendas, and I call these multi-agenda operations. The number one reason, and I've spoken to a number of meteorologists, I believe, is this weather control. And the aluminum is an excellent conductor in the sky. It's very light, and it's believed to be related to the HAARP program, where they actually emit frequencies into these particles. And it's interesting because back at the American Association for the Advancement of Science science meeting, they discussed and spoke about their ability with the HAARP system to heat up over 200 square miles of the sky with metal particulates. So what they can do, we believe, is create high pressure and low pressure systems and actually steer storms. And barium, as you know, is a desiccant, so it can actually sequester moisture. And I spoke with Scott Stevens, who again is a meteorologist.
Yep, he's been on before.
Yeah, there's heavy spraying about 1,000 miles ahead of the storm. So he believes it's complete weather control, and they're steering these storms. So I think we need to awaken the people in the Midwest and in Texas who are experiencing these incredible losses.
What happens when these chemicals are sprayed and we end up breathing them in?
Well, that's interesting. And what in the world are they spraying? We interviewed many different physicians, and aluminum oxide is very toxic to human health, and the levels that have been found in the rain have just increased, in the past 7 years by several thousand percentage points. And what it does, we've seen an increase in aluminum-related illness, one of which is Alzheimer's. Here in L.A. County, we've seen over 200% increase in Alzheimer's in a 10-year period. It also creates and is a catalyst to other neurological illnesses, which we've seen on the rise as well. So we know it's very toxic to human health. It's also accumulative. So breathing it in day after day, it will accumulate in the body and compromise the immune system. We had mentioned barium, and interestingly enough, I just spoke with former Senator Karen Johnson, who is in What in the World Are They Spraying? And she has been encouraging people in her area to get blood tests. And what they have been finding is incredible amounts of barium in their blood. And to give you a number, an idea of the number, people have been finding up to 1,000 times the normal amounts of barium in the blood. That's very toxic. What can barium do? We know that barium compromises our immune system, but we also know it can create some more severe and adverse reactions. It causes high blood pressure, and I've spoken with a number of emergency room doctors who are aware of the aerosol spraying. They've told me during heavy spray days, they can expect their emergency rooms to be packed with people complaining of burning eyes, irritability, headaches, dry mouth. But then again, the more severe things like heart attacks and the frequency of stroke. So it's very toxic to us. And then strontium, which has been found in very high amounts, and there are other things that are being found in the trails, but strontium is a carcinogen. So it is a catalyst to cancer. And again, breathing this over and over on a daily basis is very concerning to many people. I would encourage everybody to get a hair follicle test or a blood test. Most people that do find out that their levels are very high, and they can be dealt with through chelation and other methods. But I would definitely suggest getting tested.
Now, you know, it's strange. When I came back to Los Angeles from the Midwest, a couple people told me they couldn't believe how many people here had respiratory problems and had been sick in the Los Angeles area while I was away. I did not know that. Did you see that at all?
Well, we absolutely did. And an interesting figure, respiratory mortality has actually gone from number 8 on the list of mortality down to number 3, that's in just the past 6 years. So the frequency and the number of people who are dying of respiratory is just increasing exponentially during that time period. We've seen an incredible increase in the aerosol spraying, not only above California, but other areas such as Hawaii and other areas around the world. So, yeah, it's definitely affecting human health, and it's a big concern to those of us who are aware of it.
Well, let's talk about What in the World Are They Spraying? Tell us about the documentary.
Well, What in the World Are They Spraying is it's an investigative documentary into the geoengineering issue, also known by many as the chemtrail issue. And we actually started the film at the American Association for the Advancement of Science meeting and listened to geoengineers talk about their plans and proposals to spray 10 to 20 million tons of aluminum into our sky for what they said was the stated goal of cooling the planet. We believe this is a cover story and believe that there are much more nefarious reasons for these programs and for the aerosol spraying, and they really benefit a few people at the expense of many.